Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 10 through 20. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. Then he called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what that goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached him and said to them, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into the pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with one unwashed hands does not defile. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God." And his disciples said to him, "Did you know that the Pharisees were offended by what you said?" What a surprise. Jesus' ministry has been all about preaching words, doing actions that often offended the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes. And that was okay. Because Jesus had one message, and that was to preach the love of God and to love our neighbors and ourselves. You know, today, Jesus and his actions towards the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees would probably be deemed that he was talking politics, because yes, even though they were religious leaders, in that day and age, they had their power at the will of the Roman Empire, the political leaders of that world. But Jesus didn't care. Jesus saw the things that were going wrong and he preached against them. The final verse of this reading refers to, "But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." That's because right before this scripture, Jesus was in a debate with the scribes and the Pharisees about the importance of washing hands. Now, to us in this day and age, to have a debate about hand washing doesn't seem to make sense. We've come to understand the importance of hand washing, especially during this pandemic. We are told to wash our hands all the time. But the difference is, in this day and age, it wasn't so much about cleanliness. It was about, that was the law. You were expected to wash your hands ritually before every meal. And that's what Jesus was talking about, not whether washing hands was important or not, but the importance of the law. Now, Jesus was a good observant Jew, and for him the law was important. But he also understood that laws were put in place to make life better, to keep people safe, to keep life ordered, not to make our lives difficult. And so today he's talking about what comes out of the mouth. Because an important part of the Jewish law is all about what we eat. If any of you have ever had any Jewish friends, especially if they are Orthodox, you know that they have very strict eating codes. They aren't supposed to eat anything from pork. They're not supposed to eat shellfish. And you may or may not know that they're not supposed to combine their foods. Their meat and their milk needs to be separate. But that's about the law, not so much as whether the food is good for you or not. In fact, for a good observant Orthodox Jew, that's very important because of the law. We had a friend who, they were Reformed Jews, and so that wasn't so important to them, but their daughter married a strong Orthodox Jew, and when they built a house, they put in 2 sinks, 2 dishwashers, and 2 refrigerators so that they could strictly observe these food laws. That's how important the food laws were. The impurity laws were extensive. The Hebrew people had managed to take the 10 commandments and expand them beyond that love God, love your neighbor, and yourself to 34,000 pages of laws. And for Jesus, this didn't always make sense because he understood that the laws were to make life better, to help you remember God and to follow God's rules. But when it gets so extensive, Jesus understood that that could make life difficult. And so he often was in a debate with the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, about just that. You probably remember where when Jesus healed on the Sabbath and they came after him, his comment was, "The Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is there because we need rest. We need to take time off. But that doesn't mean if something important happens that needs to be done on the Sabbath, we shouldn't do it." And so here Jesus is talking about the mouth. I think most of us understand what's the importance of what comes out of our mouth. Jesus is also talking about actions, because if you go later in the chapter, he's talking about what happens when bad things come out of the mouth. The adultery, the murder, the fornication, theft, false witness, slander, evil intentions. So he's using the mouth more as a metaphor for what we do. Good things out of the mouth, good actions, can make such a difference in a person's life. In 2000, there was a movie that came out starring Haley Joel Osment called Pay It Forward. This was a movie based on Katherine Hyde Ryan's book of the same name. And the premise of this book was a young elementary student was given an assignment by a teacher to try to come up with a project that could change the world. And this student came up with the idea of pay it forward. That if you do something good for somebody, don't expect them to pay you back. Ask them to pay it forward. And it's become a real movement in this country. You often hear of people paying for the dinner of somebody in line behind them in McDonald's or in the drive-thru at McDonald's and paying it forward. One day in St. Pete in Starbucks, there was over 100 people that paid it forward down the line at Starbucks. They just kept it going. That is such a positive thing in people's lives. I know somebody that said they were having a really bad day, and they went through McDonald's, and somebody paid it forward to them and paid their meal, and it turned their day around. Suddenly, things were brighter. The world seemed brighter because somebody had done a little thing of paying for a meal for them. That's what Jesus is talking about. When good things come out of our mouths, when we do good actions, we can change somebody's life. But conversely, and this is what Jesus is talking about, when negative things come out of the mouth, when we have negative actions, it changes the world. One of the things you're hearing about often right now is the rise in suicide of children and youth. They have traced many of these suicides to the fact these children are being bullied in school. And now, with the advent of the internet being so available to children, sometimes that is even cyberbullying that they can't even get away from. Often it's because a child is gay. Many of these suicides have been directly traced to the fact that people are abusing their words and their actions against other people to the point that it gives them a decision that they have no hope in life and they take their own life. That is what Jesus is talking about. That is what we need to work against. This last Wednesday, we finished a book that we've been studying called White Fragility. In this book, Robin DiAngelo, who is a white woman who teaches diversity training around the country, is talking about the experiences she has had with black people and how words affect them. We don't always think about that. An aside, a simple statement, that we don't even think about how it affects people's lives. But because blacks have so long lived as an oppressed people, simple words can make us such a difference in their lives. And this is what Robin has discovered as she does her work. She has been guilty of doing it herself, and she encourages black people that she's in association with to point out to her when she has said something that hurts them. Because as we seek to understand how our words affect other people, and it doesn't just mean black people, but other people of color, but even other whites, we can make a difference in their lives. If we could just learn to listen how people respond to something, we can make a difference in their lives. By when we use positive words, we uplift people. I've said it before, when you're in the grocery store, that a never-ending line of people coming through, often if the line is too long and it takes too long, the people in line will take it out on the cashier. Or if, heaven forbid, the price goes up on one of your favorite items, you blame the cashier. Take just an extra minute, a minute to say, how are you? I hope your day is going okay. I appreciate what you're doing. It can make a difference in people's lives. But also, we need to look at the world around us and understand how words affect not just a single person, but the world. We are seeing so many angry words. If you go on Facebook, you see some of the comments people are making to posts. You see some of the posts. And you understand that this is a world that right now is struggling with anger, with hate. Anger and a hate that is destroying our world if we don't reach out and try to change. And that's a hard thing because we don't know just what we have to do. But we have to make that decision. Words do make a difference. I think about Hitler. Hitler was a very charismatic, well-spoken man. And using his words, he convinced an entire nation that Jews were evil, that gypsies were evil, that people with disabilities were evil. And because of that, that entire nation got behind him, and millions of people were killed. And not to mention all the soldiers from other countries, as well as of his own country, that were killed, because as he sought to use his voice to spread that message around the world, he used his troops to try to take over the world, so that his vision of the world could be everywhere. People died because of somebody's voice. Voices are important. Actions are important. And we need to listen to words and actions. Jesus calls us to be a voice, to be a people against the evils we see. If you hear somebody picking on somebody, step in. Say, that's not right. If you see somebody using their words to try to spread hate, speak up and say, we need to work for love, we need to work for peace, we need to work for justice. Because that is the message of the scripture. So often it seems like scripture is used to spread a message of hate, of fear. And that's not what the scripture's about. God's messengers in the Old Testament, the prophets, everything they talked about was about justice for the widows, the aliens, the children, the orphans, using what we have to make life better for everybody. And that's where we're called with our words, with our actions. We are called to be God's people in the world. That is why Jesus came, to spread that message, to show us what that meant. Jesus spent his time going out and healing and feeding and preaching. And yes, he understood the importance of laws, but he also understood that laws were to make life better. And we are called to be people of order, but to be people of action. To look around us and see where we can make a difference. Whether it be a small difference or a big difference. I remember the story of the lady with the starfish who was walking along the beach and throwing them in. And somebody said, why do you want bother? Because there's thousands of starfish on the beach. But she said, for that one, it makes a difference. That's where we are in our lives. It doesn't have to be big actions, but we have a mouth. We have hands that we can write with. We can make a difference. And that's what Jesus is calling us for in this message. He was telling his disciples, those bad messages need to go away. The only message that's important is the one I'm giving you right now. It's not what goes into your mouth that goes down the sewer. It's what comes out of your mouth. You can make a difference. Are you going to spread hate? Or are you going to spread love? That is what you're called to. You choose. Amen. In the 1700s, there was an Irish statesman who served in Parliament for many years named Edmund Burke. He had a statement that has become well known over the years that I think sums up Jesus' message. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I saw this short prayer yesterday online that also sums up Jesus' charge to us. And I'd like to share it with you for our charge and our benediction today. Give us words that speak of love. Give us hands that work for peace. Give us feet that will not tire. Give us hate, our hearts that show your grace. Amen. Go now in peace.